We are on the same fault line as, Firefly Metals and Maritime and other assets. So, based on historical work on the asset, on our flagship property, Glover Island, that we have, we are fully convinced that there is a multi-million ounce resource on Glover Island. And we're only talking about the 5, 6, 7 kilometer area for now between the Lunch Pond South extension and the Lucky Smoke area where we drilled a couple of years ago. So we are fully convinced just in that 5, 6 kilometer strike range, there's, a multi-million ounce resource. We can clearly see mineralization, as I alluded to earlier, up to 22 grams per ton in trenching. We are very, very excited to get drilling here because gold is very close to surface. At this point in time, we don't even need to drill, deep. We're going to focus on expanding the potential open pit here.
Hratch Jabraian and Galloper Gold, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you, Andy?
Doing well to all my viewers and listeners. I started buying and accumulating shares of Galloper Gold, just full disclosure on that. I have started developing an early position, just pending on how the weeks go and the news flow comes, I will be buying more. So again, fully disclosure, that is not investment advice. Hratch, let's get to you. I met you, it's been, I don't know, 2, 3 weeks ago. You were at one of those luncheons, dinners that we have in Atlanta. And I was very, very excited about you guys. But I want you to tell me, number one, you guys are in a great spot, a great jurisdiction, and you have great rocks initially in my mind. But let's give me a 30,000 foot with that, include your jurisdiction and what you got.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity, Andy. Top 10 jurisdiction in the world, Newfoundland on the east coast of Canada, on the western part of Newfoundland, where the Bay Vert fault line crosses north to south. So we have a full island to ourselves, Glover Island, about 178 square kilometer island. 116 square kilometer of that island falls within our claims. We sit right on the Bay Vert fault line with a historical 43-101 resource on our property in a stamped size area. 2024 drilling about 6 kilometers north of that historical resource returned very high grades. So huge potential. That was limited drilling, about 1,600 meters. So we have done some geophysics work. We have identified up to 22 grams per ton at surface through trenching in between the historical resource and where we drilled. So we are very excited. We are cashed up, and we are right now in a position to commence drilling in the very, very near future here.
Got it. Okay, so we're going to talk about cash first and share structure, and then we're going to go to what drilling you got going on as a catalyst for the company. But first, talk to me about cash. How much cash do you have, and are you fully funded for your drilling program for the rest of 26?
We are at about $3.5 million cash right now, so we are good to go. We are funded for what we want to do. However, I am of the mindset that we probably will not be satisfied with the 7,000 meter drill program that we have announced for this year, give or take. So I would venture to say, all things being equal, everything going well, if we continue to be able to grow the company organically and hit the operational targets that we have set for ourselves, I will not stop drilling. I will continue to drill. That means obviously more cash will be needed, but then again, that's how the game is played. You bring in cash, you drill, cash is king. So my position is that we announce up to 7,000 meters of drilling on the initial maiden drill program, let's call it the big coming out party for Galloper Gold, but that's not going to be our limit. So if we have the opportunity to bring in more cash to continue drilling, we will.
Got it. And I love the aggression, actually. And there's a saying is that the drill bit drives shareholder values. So I love the aggression and the drive that you're doing, actually. Now, in all of this, you're going to get drill results back. You're currently drilling now, or is that not correct? Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, no, we haven't started drilling yet. So we are right now in the process of completing renovations on the historical camp that exists on Glover Island. So there was a lot of drilling Not a lot. 12,000 meters of running done in 2012. There was a camp set up at the time. It was eventually abandoned. So that camp is being refurbished right now. New helipad, new core shed. The camp will be winterized, fully set up. So we're in the process of finalizing that. Once we finalize that, we will be able to drill. So what I don't want to do is, I don't want to put the carriage before the horse. So I want to make sure that we have everything in place before we commence drilling, because what that will do is that will reduce the cost per meter of drilling moving forward or commencing, because it reduces helicopter expenses going back and forth to Glover Island.
Got it. Okay. So, ETA then, when the drill rigs will be turning, you said midsummer, like is that imminent? July, August?
No, imminent. It should be maybe in the next 10 days, give or take.
Great.
That's what I would say. So I venture to say drill rig starts turning in the next 10 days, give or take, and then first results should be in towards the latter part of July.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. So talk to me about and then I want to go what I think you have or what you think you guys got, what you can comment about on the record. But before we do that, another thing that I was just really impressed with is just the tightness of your share structure. Talk to me about share structure. And yeah, you guys have kept it really, really tight, which is just crucial for somebody that is on this side of starting things, on this side of exploration.
Yeah, we wanted to be strategic about it, and I think we've put ourselves in a very, very strong position by doing that. Right now, fully diluted, I think we're at 170, 374 million. But outstanding, we're at 99 million right now. So that puts us in a very, very tightly held structure. With the recent flow-through raise that we did, which closed a couple of weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, there's a 4 month hold on those. Even when those become free trading, we're going to be at 118 million. So still very, very good. We have some warrants expiring here in July, about 5 million of those. Those are at 15 cents Canadian. We're a long ways away to getting there, but if we are, we get those exercised, then that's another $750,000 in the bank. If not, then 5 million shares come off the books, so to speak. So, and then all the rest of the warrants don't expire until 2029.
Where are
So,
they written at? Where are the warrants, other warrants written at around what strike?
the 5 million that are upcoming here in July, they're at 15 cents. And then the ones in 2029 are at 9 cents. So that's very strategic. 15% of shares are in management, executive hands, insiders. 10% of shares are with DPM Metals, who is our largest shareholder. For the listener, if they're not familiar, TSX listed, $10 billion market cap company, very, very strong position, obviously. And I would say about 40% of all outstanding shares are within five, six phone calls away. High net worth individuals, family, friends, friends of friends, so to speak. So we're very comfortable with our share structure.
Okay, and then talk to me a little bit about just really the rest of the plan, and also, well, before you do that, what do you think you've got? You told me Newfoundland's a great Newfoundland is a great jurisdiction, got it, and you told me a little bit about that, but I'm trying to get to a big resource is what I'm trying to get. So
Yeah,
tell me more about that.
absolutely. No, listen, that's a very fair question. We sit right on the Beaverton Fault Line. The Beaverton Fault Line hosts 23 gold and copper mines, some historic, some current, including the largest copper discovery in Canadian history, North American history, the Buchan's VMS deposit, which was mined in the 30s and the 40s, which is being drilled again right now. We sit only 50 kilometers away, so about 30 miles away from the 7.9 million ounce Equinox asset, the former Marathon discovery. We are on the same fault line as, Firefly Metals and Maritime and other assets. So based on historical work on the asset, on our flagship property, Glover Island, that we have, we are fully convinced that there is a multi-million ounce resource on Glover Island. And we're only talking about the 5, 6, 7 kilometer area for now between the Lunch Pond South extension and the Lucky Smoke area where we drilled a couple of years ago. So we are fully convinced just in that 5-6 kilometer strike range, there's a multi-million ounce resource. We can clearly see mineralization, as I alluded to earlier, up to 22 grams per ton in trenching. We are very, very excited to get drilling here because gold is very close to surface. At this point in time, we don't even need to drill deep. We're going to focus on expanding the potential open pit here.
Okay. Music to my ears. And let me just ask you this. Another thing that was I was really impressed with was you. Again, I get talked to CEOs every single week, whether it's on Zoom or whether it's in person. But what I liked about you've done this before, correct?
Yeah, I appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much. So I've been
And I
in the
mean
mining.
that too, because I'm usually I don't often say that, but go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words. I've been in the mining space for 25 years. A lot of that time was spent with DPM Metals. 6 of those years, I worked as the general manager of a very complex narrow vein gold mine. While we kind of developed a potential open pit on the same property, we did some exploration, about $40 million worth of exploration on the same property that we had. I've been involved in corporate relations, government relations, community engagement, operational excellence. I've spent some time, at Jerritt Canyon, the first majestic asset in Elko, Nevada. Spent some time in Eritrea and Djibouti. So I've been around the block. A lot of times the role of a CEO, whether it's a junior or a major, I think more so in the junior space, realistically, is external relations, public engagement, whether it's investor meetings, whether it's the road shows, whether it's the community relations, government relations. It's all about, one, the facts you base your story on, and two, how you tell your story. When I said, I think I said it when we met a few weeks ago, you might have a great asset, but if you don't have the right management team in place, you're probably not going to be very, very successful. So for me, what I focus on is delivering facts. I don't want to tell you a story that's fiction. I want to make you part of a journey that's factual, because eventually, when those facts become the culmination of the success story, then you have joined and become a part of that. So every person I engage, I want them to understand what we have, and I want them to approach it with the understanding that this is a journey and they are more than welcome to be part of it, but nobody is forced to be part of it.
Right. No, that's excellent. So, Hratch, looking at your card here, and there was actually a great story, but I'll leave that for another day, but about your card that I really appreciate. But if you could give us your website if people want to do more due diligence about you, give us the exchanges that you're traded on, and give me your ticker symbols.
Yeah, absolutely. So, everything obviously is on our website, www.galloperGold.com. Updated deck, a lot of interviews. I suspect this will end up on our website also. We have a YouTube channel on Galloper Gold. We are on social media on LinkedIn and on X. So please feel free to follow us. On the CSE in Canada, we trade under the symbol BOOM. That's, as you can see, right above my left shoulder, I guess, BOOM. And then in Frankfurt, we are at WDF, sorry, W9F. And then on the OTC, we are GGDCF.
Yep, and I bought you on the OTC markets. I bought today, and that is not an endorsement. And I also bought previously is about after we talked is about 2 weeks ago, and I was actually pleasantly surprised how liquid you were on the OTC markets. So, anyways, Hratch, it was really great catching up, seeing you, just figuring out or finding an update on the project, which there is no update as yet. The drills will be turning soon. I'd love to have you on the show again when we do have an update, and we'll talk about it.
Thank you, Andy. I really appreciate the opportunity. I encourage the listeners to go on our website and sign up, subscribe to our website. I am one of those CEOs who's very transparent and I continue to send out updates. So sometimes maybe we're not releasing material news, but we are sharing information with our subscribers that are not material and available through subscription. So please subscribe to our website and happy to keep connected.
Absolutely. We'll put it, I'll have Colby put a link below on both YouTube, Apple, and Spotify podcasts, and so you can get people signing up for your website. All right. Thanks, Raj. We'll see you again soon.
Andy, I appreciate this. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.